chapter 17. And when Avram was 99 shana, Hashem appeared to Avram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai, walk before me, and be thou Tamim. And I will confirm my bris between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Avram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, As for me, Hine, my bris is with thee, and thou shalt be an Av of many goyim. Neither shall thy Shem any more be called Avram, but thy Shem shall be Avraham, for Av Hamon Goyim have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make Goyim of thee, and Melachim shall come out of thee. And I will establish my bris between me and thee, and thy Zerah after thee, in their Dorot, for a bris olam, to be Elohim unto thee, and to thy Zerah after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy Zerah after thee, the Eretz wherein thou art now a ger, Kol Eretz Canaan, for an Ahuzah Olam, and I will be their Elohim. And Elohim said unto Avraham, Thou shalt be Shomer over my bris, therefore thou and thy Zerah after thee in the Dorot. This is my bris, which ye shall be Shomer over, between me and you and thy Zerah after thee. Every Zachar among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the Basar of your Arelah. And it shall be an oat bris between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every Zachar in your Dorot. He that is born in the base, or bought with kesef of any foreigner, which is not of thy Zerah. He that is born in thy base, and he that is bought with thy kesef, must be circumcised. And my bris shall be in your basar for a bris olam. And the arel zahar, whose basar of his arelah is not circumcised, that nefesh shall be cut off from his people. My bris hefer. And Elohim said unto Avraham, As for Sarai thy isha, thou shalt not call her Shem Sarai, but Sarah shall her Shem be. And I will bless her, and give thee ben also of her. Yes, will bless her, and she shall give rise to Goyim. Melachim of people shall be from her. Then Avraham fell upon his face, and Yitzhak, and said in his lev, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 shana? And shall Sarah, that is 90 shana, bear? And Avraham said unto Elohim, O that Yishmael might live before thee. And Elohim said, Sarah thy Isha shall bear thee ben indeed, and thou shalt call Shemo Yitzhak. And I will establish my bris with him for a bris olam, and with his Zerah after him. And as for Yishmael, I have heard thee, Hine, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 Nasi'im shall he father, and I will make him a goy gadol. But my bris will I establish with Yitzhak, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at Moed Hazeh next year. And he left off speaking with him. And Elohim went up from Avraham, and Avraham took Yishmael, Beno, and all that were born in his base, and all that were bought with his kesef, every Zachar among the men of Avraham's base, and circumcised the Basar of their Arelah in the very same day, as Elohim had said unto him. And Avraham was 90 shana and 9 when he was circumcised in the Basar of his Arelah. And Yishmael Beno was 13 shana when he was circumcised in the Basar of his Arelah. In the very same day was Avraham circumcised, and Yishmael Beno, and all the men of his base, born in the base, and bought with kesef of the foreigner, were circumcised with him.